I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MAIL.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful tonight. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you know, outstanding.
Hopefully the weather bot stays out of our way. We have Mick Mixon, do we not?
Yes, we do. 505 voice today. Up?
You know, there's rumor that he's retiring.
Oh, no way. Really?
You know, we're going to have to talk to him about that. He's way too young to be retiring. He needs to keep doing that stuff. I mean, we enjoy Mick Mixon. I don't know what his plans are. I think he disbanded the band. So I don't think he's doing the band anymore. Disbanded the band. I don't think he's doing that anymore. You know, so maybe just plans on...
Okay, now I have a question.
Popcorn.
Off the fly here. I just got a message from him. He would like to be on at 4.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever he wants. See how agreeable I am? I'm an agreeable sort.
You are an agreeable sort.
I'm well known
today.
You're well known for being agreeable.
Who are these people that you're well known to be agreeable sort?
I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody
like
though.
An island somewhere with a bunch of people on it?
I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody though. But you know what? A little birdie has told me that there's going to be some good news on the show today. So stay tuned.
A birdie? Okay, good. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll listen for it.
Yeah, but before I do that, I need to start with this.
Okay.
You know, when you're cruising around the internet, you see pop-ups. I don't know how they figure you out. I don't know how they figure out exactly what it is that will lure you in. I have no idea. I know allegedly it's the websites you visited, but in my case, it's really not. I'm not like, you know, like nine-tenths of my life comes from Amazon. It comes to you, you know, as you know, comes to you. FedEx, UPS comes to you. It's just the way it is. The way it always has been. I'm a big believer in comes to you. So it's not like I'm bopping around clothing stores. You know what I mean? I'm not on the web bopping around clothing stores. Yet somehow these people know exactly the kind of clothing they would buy. And so I see these pop-ups for these clothing sites, and there are like five of them, and they seem like they all have the exact same kind of clothes. And to me, these are the coolest clothes I've ever seen, ever, 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 ever. And so, and they have like 100 pages of them. And I have no idea, you know, where they're out of or anything else, but
all I know is, you know, clothes.
Yeah, yeah, I want to order like everything I see, okay? But... being a smart person, first go to Google and check out their reviews. And this one particular company, their reviews are, I think it's like one operation under five names. That's what I really think, because the clothes are the same. I think they have aliases. Right? So I go read the reviews, right? And the reviews are atrocious.
Oh.
I mean, you know, most people never get anything. When they get something, it's inferior to what they thought it would be. It's not even the right item. It's the wrong size. They got it like 6 months later. And so I'm reading the reviews, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, yeah, no, I can't do that. Can't do that. And yet they persist. And so I keep seeing them. And so... as a test case.
Oh, no way. You did not.
Yeah.
Oh, this is funny.
As a test case, I thought, well, you know what? I'm not giving them my credit card, that's for sure. But I'll try like ordering one like t-shirt kind of thing from them, like a, you know, a $23 deal via PayPal and see what happens.
Good idea.
That was my plan. All right. They sent me a notice out right away that your order has been received and we're packing it up. Yeah, we're packing it up now to go and that kind of thing. And I'm thinking, okay, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll see how this goes.
Okay.
It's been out of sight, out of mind for a while. So you know how my email works. It just keeps ringing, 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 ringing. So I decided I'll search through my emails today and see if there's anything came from this company, right? I did get a notice from this company.
What happened?
I got a notice from this company, and this is what it says.
What did it say?
As God is my witness, I'm reading you right from this email.
Okay.
Dear Walter.
Oh, bad news. Got to sit him down. Got to call him Walter.
Yeah. Right. You know already, dear Walter, you think we have a problem.
Yes.
Dear Walter, your package has already arrived. Listen to this. Now, remember, I couldn't tell by this website where this place was out of. You know, I'm like a guest in Texas. No, I'm not. But I know it wasn't Texas, but I had no idea really where they're out of, all right? So listen to this wording. I'm going to read you exactly as it's worded, all right?
Okay.
Your package has already arrived your country.
Oh, dear.
Not in your country.
Your country.
Not to your country. Your package has already arrived your country at 2:21, 5:29 blank local time.
Okay.
This is the tracking number, blah, 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 blah. You can track it by this link. Now, remember.
Don't click on the link.
Right. Most packages in this country, I already did mistakenly. Most packages in this country, you know, www.fedex.com, .ups.com, .amazon.com. This tracking number is www.17track.net/EN.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound
so
good.
So when you click on www.17track.net/EN,
list
of like every country in the world appears at the top of the page. Oh, wait.
Well, how do you find your stuff?
If you think it's the end, nay. The punchline yet to be delivered.
Yeah.
However.
They said however.
Yeah, okay. They just wrote me and said, I can track it here. You can track it by this link. The next word after that is however.
However.
See, if dear Walter wasn't enough to convince you you're screwed, however.
Oh, no. Right.
Comma. After the tracking number.
Right.
Is of paramount concern.
Yeah.
However, now listen to this. These are the actual words, mind you. However, the last mile delivery service seems to be delayed due to some unexpected reason.
I'm not going to make this crap up. Delivery service?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying. Can I look them up in my phone book? Can I look that up on the internet? I'm sorry. I know where FedEx and UPS and Amazon are. I don't know where this last mile delivery service is. I've never really heard of the last mile delivery service. It's not in capital letters either. However, the last mile delivery service seems to be delayed due to some unexpected reason. Just some random unexpected reason, Ramona. Not anything, you know, concrete. There's no hurricane, typhoon, you know.
It just says unexpected reason?
Yeah, due to some unexpected reason. Next line.
They got to know what the reason is, even though it's unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
They should at least know
what it is.
Well,
they know what the reason is. Trust me. They know what the reason is.
Company stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're scamming low-life losers is the reason. and they successfully scammed me out of $23 in a ridiculous shipping cost. All right, next line. We are still trying our best to arrange the shipping and make sure you get it soon.
That's patience, the way you say it?
Yes. These are the actual words. As God is my witness, I'm reading you right from my email right now. Your patience will be most appreciated. Well, you know, Ramona, lucky for them, I'm well known for my patience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you didn't do this as a joke, there'd be real bad things.
I would be ripping their throat out already,
In
every way humanly possible. I would travel by frigging canoe to their country to get my $23. Not for the $23.
No.
I'd pee money away royally, but for the principle of it. Exactly right. Exactly right. Regards the blank team, which is the name of the company. And there's a case number. You know, normally you don't have a case number
when
you place
an
order for something.
No, you do.
Right. Case numbers called later.
Yeah. You already have a case number.
Right. Exactly. Case numbers come down the road. They don't come in the first email response. There's not a case number. You know, some ne'er-do-well apparently has sidetracked my $23 T-shirt, I don't know, in Bangladesh or something.
If there's even a shirt coming. I mean, you don't even know if this is a real company.
No, I think there's a really good chance that a shirt is not coming, and that if one is forthcoming, it'll be here like 5 months from now by slow boat, and that there will not be, it will certainly not be the shirt I ordered.
I mean, that really, really, really thin T-shirt, the really, really thin material.
No, look, no, trust me, I'm not expecting
tears up
any,
in the washing machine.
Right, right. No, no. If this shirt actually ever arrives, I'm sure quality is going to be at issue. I have no doubt about that. Yeah, but this whole thing, I knew in the first words, I knew with Dear Walter. With Dear Walter,
dear
I knew.
Walter.
Dear Walter. Dear Walter.
Dear Walter.
It's like a Dear
Not
John letter.
Customer. Dear Usually Walter. It's Dear yeah. Customer or your first and your last name there. Yeah. You know?
Well, and then the first sentence, the let you down easy sentence. Hope you are doing well today.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't hear that part.
Your package has already arrived your country. Again, not in your country. Your package has already arrived your country. This is the tracking number. And then this www.17track.net deal, which I have never heard of before. And then right after you read that, Ramona, and you thought, okay, man, they sent me a tracking number. We're good now. Yeah, I've never heard of this company. Yeah, I've never heard of this tracking source. Yeah, no, that's true. But at least there's a tracking number. And then the next word, however. However.
Hey,
so you people sent me a tracking number to track my package, but your next word however.
Don't use the tracking number.
However, don't bother to do that because we're actually not sending it.
Yeah.
However, the last mile delivery service seems to be delayed due to some unexpected reason.
So it's called, the delivery service is called Last Mile Delivery Service.
I have no idea.
Is that like
I have no idea. None of that's capitalized.
Australia in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, none of that's capitalized, but it seems to be delayed. Due to,
they don't even know whether it's really delayed or not. It seems to be
right,
delayed.
You know, in advertisers, there are weasel words, okay? There's a great book by a guy named Shank. It was written a million years ago.
Who?
Shrank. Jeffrey Shrank. And it's, what's it called there? What's that cereal that, pops, crackles.
Rice Krispies?
Not Rice Krispies. What's the other one?
I only knew about Rice Krispies.
It's called Snap, Crackle, and Popular Taste.
Okay.
And it's a study of media. All right. And in that book, it explains the whole concept of weasel words and how it's done in television advertising. You know, and but this thing is so filled with weasel words. Every word is a weasel word.
Every word is a weasel word.
Right. However, the last mile delivery service seems to be delayed. Not is delayed.
Yeah,
seems to be delayed.
I mean, delayed is bad enough, but they don't even know if it's really delayed.
Right. Right. Due to some unexpected reason. We are still trying our best.
Unexpected reason.
Right. We are still trying our best to arrange the shipping and make sure you get it soon. Your patience will be most appreciated. You know, I know what the next one's going to say, Ramona. There's another one coming. It's probably on its way right now. You know, their email from wherever they are probably takes 4 days to get to me. But the next email is going to say that the last mile delivery services really appreciates my $23 donation.
Oh, yeah.
The money will be used for good purposes in Oscots or something. I have no idea. But no, that was actually sent to me yesterday. That I read you verbatim what that thing says. It'll be interesting to follow this along. All right, you degenerates. It's a big day for you today because I am going to unveil the Road Rage college football total plays. So get your crayons out. Mark them down. Tell your neighbors. Road Rage slaughtering Vegas again, as is always the case. And we will endeavor to do that today. Also, we've moved Mick Mixon, or Mick Mixon has moved Mick Mixon to four.
I confirmed four.
Four. Okay. That sounds like a plan. All right. So if you want to get in, actually, now would be a good time. So 654-7627, you can get in on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines, especially if you ordered from the same company. Walter, it's quick break.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Open your FDIC-insured spend account by visiting creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc., member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
I shop at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca, and so should you. In business for over 60 years, Turner's Jewelers can custom design what you'd like for her. Whether it's a wedding or engagement ring, fellas, a necklace, watch, earrings, do yourself a favor. See my friends at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. You can even shop their gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. They have a great selection of diamond stud and hoop earrings of every quality. See my friends at Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center next to Belk in Seneca. You'll thank me later.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. You know, Ramona, we need to teach these scammers a lesson about scamming. You know, here's the thing. They're not even really good at what they do. Do you know why?
Why?
Because what they should have done, all right, They should have sent that friggin' shirt in like next 10-minute delivery service. They should have made sure that shirt was looking good and you know, 100% cotton and whatever else, and made sure that shirt got here like in 10 minutes, because that's the test order.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yes, I mean, yes.
Right. That's the way most of these people operate. You know, they convince you at first that they're legitimate by giving you a little sugar on something, and then they hit you for the big one. So in other words, if they had sent me this shirt like right away, right? If I had this shirt already, then today I'd probably be ordering, you know, 15 shirts.
Yeah, and it was and not then, you're wow, this it, is a nice shirt. And then you're in for a whole closet full of stuff.
Right, and then they don't send any of it. See what I mean?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
They don't even really know how to run their scam from wherever they are. You know, they're probably over there with that prince. You know, the prince that wanted to donate us money.
All you have to do is send some money, and I'll send you all your millions.
That's right. Remember that? Everybody used to get that. Apparently, that prince must have died, because I don't get those anymore. Do you get those anymore?
No, I don't get those anymore. I think you have to fall for it, and then you'll get them over and over.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe when they send that same email about, you know, we're going to give you $1 million if you can just, you know. Maybe once they send you that like 20 times, maybe they give up.
Right.
They move on to some sucker who has worked on before. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shockingly, they did not get any money out of me. But this company did get $23 and like $20.
Yeah, it was for the cause.
Well, right. It was, you know, again, it was a test. It was a test. I wasn't giving them my credit card, as I indicated. I paid for it through PayPal. So we'll see. We'll see.
Was the shipping more than the shirt?
It was close. It was close. But since it's being shipped, you know, from, you know, the moon or something, apparently.
From Eastern Egypt.
Right. Somebody called us and said that delivery service slogan thing I said is J.D. Hunt. Is that somebody said?
That's their slogan, last mile.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, J.B. Hunt is like the greatest trucking organization on earth. They all obey the rules of the road. All of it. Those people are golden. I've actually had experience with them. They're great. They are a great company. But I promise you, no 18-wheeler is bringing my T-shirt to my house.
Let me tell you something. After all that, if a truck shows up here to deliver
my T-shirt, then you'll have a real story. Then I'm actually going to think I underpaid for shipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they bring it to your house, and a guy comes up to the door, and it's nice, neatly folded for you. Right. And you open up the door, and he bows and said, "Here's your T-shirt, Walter."
Right. When J.B. Hunt backs their 18-wheeler all the way up my driveway to bring my T-shirt. Yeah, that'll be a story.
The dog's going everywhere.
We await the next chapter. Trust me, I'll have your next update. You know, I once did a little chronicle, Ramona, called Dead Cat Chronicle.
Why would you want to name something Dead Cat Chronicle? How dare you? What was it? That just makes me mad.
I probably shouldn't even tell the story. No, but
need to tell the story now, because I need to make sure everything's going to be all right in this, because I'm making a judgment against you right now, so you need to tell the story just to get it turned around.
Well, a million years ago in a different radio life, I traveled a different route. You know, one day on the way to the station, I passed this house that had this dead cat laying in its front lawn.
Oh.
And then the next day I drove past and the dead cat was still laying in the front lawn.
Oh, the people didn't come out and get it.
All right, so at that point, I started the Dead Cat Chronicles, which chronicled how many days.
This is not good. This is not good.
This cat was going to lay in this yard before somebody did something about it. You know, I mean, you're not going to just let a dead animal.
No, the poor person
that
hit it
in your front yard, right? Eventually, you're going to pick it up, and if it's yours, you're going to bury it.
Yeah.
If it's not, you're going to at least remove it, right?
Yeah, the poor person that hit it was nice enough to take it out of the road.
Yeah, not these people. They just left it as a lawn ornament.
I don't want to know the rest of this story.
That's the rest of it.
Oh, okay.
That's the rest of it. That it just sat there. Aww. That was back in the Lee Dorman days. You remember that, don't you, Rona?
The tooth guy. Is that the guy that had the tooth fall out or whatever on the air or something?
Yeah, it is. We were on air.
Yeah.
One
night. Oh, gross. Yeah.
Yeah. We were on
is
air
this
one
gross
night,
story and, day?
Well, you know, Lee's in prison, right? Is he in prison? I don't know. Was he remember when we told this story and somehow he contacted us and basically.
No, I didn't know he was in jail.
I think so.
The guy that was on the air with you and that his tooth came out?
Yeah.
He's in jail.
Well, he was, I think.
Okay. In prison, no less. Which means he was like convicted and everything.
Sure. No, Lee was an innocent man. If he was wrong.
He was wrong. You didn't care that you told everybody on the planet this. Go ahead.
What? Oh, the tooth part? No, the tooth part was real. But yeah. But,
well, you might as well tell it now. You done told a sad story about a kitty.
We were doing a show one day, and his tooth popped out on the table.
Oh, gross.
And he said, you can't say this. I said, Loli, I have to. I said, it's for the greater good.
It was during the commercial break, right?
Yeah. And so I said, it's for the greater good. And so the story of the tooth was in fact told.
I have to. I tell you, I have to edit myself sometimes because I don't want some of my stuff to go in the air.
Well, you know, it's that concept. It's that greater.
Yeah, but I notice a lot of my stuff that sounds bad goes in the air, but I don't hear any of your bad stuff going in the air for the greater good. Just my stuff.
Well, look, when I have a tooth pop out on air, you can tell that story.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Actually, the day I have a tooth pop out on air is the day I quit. All right, so so there's that. I would have known right then that was the time to pull the plug.
That's the time to stop talking.
Right. When your teeth start falling out of your mouth on air, that's the time to you're done.
Go do something where you don't have to talk.
Right. Yeah. You know. I don't know. Go gum a hamburger.
Is that possible? Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't know yet.
Who knew that these shirt people
would inspire so much. Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to take a look at the college football win totals today. I have a few stories from the NFL and Major League Baseball. The Mets lost last night. The Atlanta Braves, you know, I said that the Mets would beat the Braves by officially 10 games ahead of the Braves.
Yeah.
Unless the Braves make major pitching additions. Well,
I remember that.
The Mets lost last night to the Padres 4-3.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties.
All right. That's enough of that. The Atlanta Braves won yesterday.
Notice how they played yesterday while you were going on and on about how the Mets were going
to
win 10 games ahead and all that.
Notice how I didn't play it the whole time. And really, for 15 years, you've been able to torture me. By the way, I was asked this question today, or maybe I wasn't asked. Maybe I volunteered it. How long have we been doing this edition of the show?
This is our, we are living our 15th year. So at the end of this year, it'll be 15 years.
15 consecutive years.
And I haven't even killed you yet. And there's all that space in the back.
It's pretty amazing. You know, I am not one of those people who keeps track of those things. I have no idea. You know, some people actually count the number of their shows. You know, like this is show number 720.
Oh, no. I have no problem with that. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I have no problem with people who do that. It's just their thing. But I don't. I don't have the foggiest idea. I mean, like when you tell me 15 years, honestly, it seems like 3, 4. I would 12. Never guess 15 years. Well, yeah.
100.
So you know that comes as a bit of a surprise, really. But that's the answer I went with because I think that's the answer you gave me before.
And you were actually listening that day.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's pretty good. Amazing. You were able to tell someone else something that I had told you. Wow. You actually listened to me, retained it, kept it in there, and then used it later. That's impressive, Walt.
Is that may be a first in 15 years.
Yeah.
I have to check the text line and see if anybody else knows this particular clothing company I'm talking about. Well, we don't really know they're a clothing company, by the way. We don't know that. We know they have pictures of clothes. We don't really know that they have any clothes. Right. We know they have a website that has pictures of clothes. But we don't really know that they're a clothing company. All right. Mick Mixon, Carolina Panthers. I guess he's still with the Carolina Panthers. I think he's retiring after this year. We'll ask Mick about that. And the Panthers coming up at 4:05. Is that at 4:05 with Mick Mixon? Yes. All right. And other than that, we're going to talk college football. We're going to talk top 40. We're going to talk quarterbacks. We're going to talk college football win totals. And we'll start on that when we get back. I have a couple other things. You know, I saw a story, Ramona, on NFL Network. This ought to be interesting to the rest of the teams in the NFL. Tom Brady was talking to his quarterback coach, Clyde Christensen. And this isn't Brady who said this. This is Clyde Christensen, the quarterback coach of Tampa Bay. He said, I don't think Tom Brady was anywhere near 100% last year. He said, I don't think he was 100% last year, Christensen said, per the four letter. His quote, or close to a quote, was, hey, I'm going to get my knee fixed up, and I'm going to be much better next year, and you're going to be excited about that. Performance-wise, you want to feel good. I think that was a nagging nuisance to him, having to tape it every day just to make sure he had that thing loose. So I think he's excited about feeling good again. Bad news for everybody else, Ramona. Brady led Tampa Bay the Super Bowl at far less than 100%, and allegedly he'll be 100% this year and have more chemistry with his receivers than he did a year ago. You know, we talked a little bit about the NFL and what it will look like this year. Barring injury to him, I think Tampa Bay wins 15 games. They might win every game they play. Quick break.
Dads, always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Pringles, 3 for $4. Select sizes and varieties Gain laundry detergent, $8.98 each. And 1 gallon Alkaline 88 water, 2 for $4. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own. because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at oponeinsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want in? 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Text at 256 from the rates. Probably wouldn't fit anyway because he ordered a man's extra large shirt. He had to give it to his 11-year-old son. He said extra large is not universal, apparently. So I'm sure it's not wherever this company is.
Oh!
Sergeant Parsons writes, last mile delivery is when 18-wheelers take the packages to the warehouse where they put the routes together for the delivery drivers. That's at Amazon, which I work for. He said, but this is hilarious. It's hilarious because it's not your $23. No, you know, again, I made that sacrifice, Ramona, for the greater good.
You did.
See, so I did contribute for the greater good.
You did.
See that? Yeah, I made a mockery of myself. How about that? We do have some good news coming later tonight. Lots of people listening to the show all over. Carol listening down on the coast. Hello, Carol. We appreciate all of you listening. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. 877-927 to get in and join the conversation. You interrupted my New York Mets thing with that New York Mets song. So let me just say this. You know, I said yesterday the Mets win the NL East 10 games, and then last night they actually lost a game on their lead. The Mets are playing Padres. Now, this could be a really interesting series, and it's conceivable it winds up being the National League Championship Series because these two teams right now have the best pitching in the National League. And last night's game wound up 4-3. The Padres got off to a 4-0 lead. Great starting pitching matchup last night. The Padres got off to a 4-0 lead at home and then held on to win 4-3. But these next three games, these games are all in Padre land. These next three games, the pitching matchups, I think, favor the Mets, but we'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be important for the Mets to take 2 of 3 just to continue to play well if they're going to be what I think they might be. And, again, their pitching has been unbelievable. Their pitching has been so great. It's just been remarkable. And the Padres pitching, I mean, their ERA is, I think, like 2.79 as a team. So you have a matchup of two teams with really elite pitching top to bottom. And it should be a really interesting series. And again, I think it's going to be a bit of a tell on the Mets. Can you go out there and face a team that has pitching the equal of yours and compete? They competed last night and lost. They've got to find a way to win two of these next three to continue that projection towards that projection, which I made. I still think it's right. I just think that their pitching is so superior to everybody else in the NL East. I don't see how anybody in the NL East is going to compete at this point. I don't see it. So we'll find out. And the Braves got a win yesterday. We'll see what they do with it. I'm not confident in the Braves pitching staff as it's presently constructed. I'm just not. You know, it's a long season and we're only a quarter of the way through or so. There's still plenty of time, but I think most people come to believe that are Braves fans that this season is not going to go the way they had hoped without supplementation, without additions. If the Braves are serious, they're going to have to add significantly to this pitching roster. It's just not good enough. It's just not. We'll see how it plays out. All right. I wanted to start taking a look at the totals. We have Mick Mixon from the Carolina Panthers, who is joining us at 4:05 today. All right, these totals, and we're going to use these particular totals. This is on Vegas Insider, and the date of this article is June 2nd. So these were posted 2 days ago on Vegas Insider. The numbers, I think it says at the bottom, are provided by DraftKings, I believe. Yes, odds provided by DraftKings. So these are the official numbers. And we will stand by these numbers and go with these numbers. And let me just see here. We have, okay. By the way, Ramon, I have a personal favorite number on this list that we're going to get to in a little bit. And I'll explain why that's a personal favorite number. But I want to go down this list, and I'm going to give you the plays tonight. So you degenerates are looking for your season total plays. And we have, owned Vegas, slaughtered Vegas. Last year, I think on totals, we were about 500, maybe even a game worse. And the two prior years, we had won virtually every one. I mean, I forget what the number was. It was extraordinary. I mean, we had a 90% winning percentage on the two prior years. And then last year, of course, against the spread all year, 68%, every pick documented twice, 68% against the spread right here on the show. But we're on totals now, all right? Air Force is at 6.5. I'm not touching that. Akron is at
two and a half. I'm going to pull up my top 40 list.
Okay.
If you would. I want to look for some correlation in what I've already done from a top 40 standpoint in comparison to these numbers. Alabama. Alabama is 11 and a half. Here's your first play. Here's your first play. No, Tex is asking me if I have a pick on Belmont yet on the Healthier Text line. No, I don't. Not yet. I guess I need to do that too. It's not like I have a Saturday show. You know, by the way, Ramona, did you see that Medina Spirit tested? Did I mention that Medina Spirit, that the results were confirmed?
Oh, no way. Really?
According to the New York Times, they believe, and again, I don't know what type of experts they are on this, but they believe that Medina Spirit is that their title, that their Kentucky Derby championship is going to be vacated.
And they're going to take it away.
Yes. It appears that Medina Spirit is not going to be the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And Baffert is not going to be allowed there for 2 years. He has been suspended
trainer
from that track for 2 years.
Big
story.
That's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. It is a huge deal. All right, degenerates, here we go. Alabama, 11 and a half. Under. I'm going under that number. Look, I get it. I get that the schedule, I get that the division, I get that nobody really looks that good around Alabama. I get that. But if you take the over there, you're saying that Alabama is going unbeaten. And I've already made it clear that I think they're losing multiple games. I don't love this version of Alabama. I think this version of Alabama looks like the version from 2 years ago that wound up playing Michigan in a meaningless ball game. Meaningless by their standards, anyway. They did not make the playoff. I think this Alabama team looks like that team. I just don't see it. I don't see the overall receiving talent that they've had. I don't see the running back talent. I don't even think the quarterback play is going to be as good with Young. I certainly don't like the trade of Bill O'Brien or Steve Sarkisian for Bill O'Brien. I certainly don't like that deal. I don't like that swap. I just think they've lost too much. They lose 7 or 8 starters offensively. I don't think they're the same team. What did I put them, Ramona? 6th in the preseason poll? Ramona? Okay, I'm going to say 6th in the preseason poll. And
I'm sorry. What team?
Alabama.
6. Sorry, okay. That was me. My bad.
I put them 6th in the preseason poll, and I just don't think they're getting there. I mean, I don't even think they win 11. Now, I'm not going to sit there today and tell you who I think they're going to lose to in that division because, again, I don't love the division. The highest ranked team I have in that division that isn't named Alabama is Ole Miss at 15. I have LSU at 16. I think those two teams could be their chief competition. We'll see about A&M after losing Kellen Mond. But the bottom line is I don't think this is a vintage Alabama football team. And as such, I think they're going to lose to the schedule. And all I need them to lose is once. And I feel very confident they're going to lose once. I think the question is, do they lose 2 or 3 times? Again, I'm not telling you who they're going to lose to today. I just don't think they're good enough to win every game. I don't. And to beat 11.5, they have to win every game. And that's a minus 113 on each side of that deal. So there is your first total play. I am going under, and we need to have these, we're going under 11.5 with Alabama. I don't think Alabama's going to the playoffs. Look, I'm not in love with Georgia. I think Georgia has question marks too, and I do think Georgia's going to lose the opener. But I do believe that Georgia is the best team in the SEC. I put Georgia fifth, just on the outside of the playoffs. Obviously, for Georgia to play Alabama, you're talking about an SEC championship game. It has nothing to do with the totals. Alabama's going to have to lose a game fundamentally in their division. But I think they will, because I do not think they're good enough to run the table. This is not a vintage Alabama team. I'm sorry, it just isn't. And their offense, you know, people will say, well, you know, they just reload kind of stuff. And in a sense, they do. But even a team like Alabama can't replace four number one wide receivers. Mechie is a good player, all right? But he's not Devontae Smith. He's not Jaylen Waddle. If he was, you would have seen that already. He's not those two guys. And he's WR1 this year. Keep in mind, the last 2 years, you had Judy, Ruggs, Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle. As we said 2 years ago, you had four number one receivers, not two. And then last year, you had two. Well, now you have none. There's nobody, there's no Alabama receiver right now who is a round one wide receiver. There's some talent in the freshman class, but there's nobody who fits that particular bill. Therefore, I think there's just going to be a drop-off. I think it's inevitable that there will be some sort of slide with Bama. They're not getting to that number is the bottom line. Alabama under the 11.5. It's a gimme, road rage guarantee. Let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. For all your security needs, is Priority One. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. You know, they're great people. They matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign the last 4 years, first $15,000. Last 4 years, they wrote total checks of $60,000 to help prevent cancer right here in the upstate, money that stays local. So they're great people. Is that reason enough to let them protect your family? No, this is. Tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. This is Priority One. No one does it better. We live in a dangerous world. Security is a personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, when you're ready to protect your loved ones, dial 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. They'll take good care of you. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time, and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.